We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas David B'Menachem Shenicham Yaakov B'Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in the Nedarim Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah is going to discuss someone who takes a neder from Basar. And the Mishnah is going to have a Machlokes Tanoim if a person is able now, by taking that neder, to have Hanah, to have benefit, to eat a food that was cooked and absorbed the taste of meat. So we're going to see there's going to be a difference between, let's say, someone who makes a neder from Basar Stam, just, I'm not Kona Malai Basar in general, versus someone who makes a neder that from this particular Basar, this piece of meat that's sitting in front of us. Someone who takes a neder from Basar that's sitting in front of him, everyone will agree that he can have anything that's even cooked with that meat because of the ta'arovis. It's considered a mixture. It's absorbed the taste of that meat. And then when he says, basar, that's in front of me, that includes any part of that meat, eating something that is absorbed from that meat. But if a person who takes a neder, let's say I'm not eating basar, kona malai basar, Basar should be like a carbon to me, so that's not that doesn't necessarily prohibit the ta'aroves, because we're not discussing an issue of no sin. Tommy mentions basar. Basar we know means meat, and not that which has absorbed the taste of meat. So the Mishnah says like this: Hanoder ben abasar mutar ba rotev uvakifa. Says the Tanakam, a person takes an edda from meat. Here, the Mishnah says he's allowed to have rotev. Rotev is the juice. That's meat juice. It's not meat. And that's not included. Kifa is like gelled meat you have on the bottom. Our Tunu says, Kufa rotav hanikfa b'shulei hakadera nikra kipa. Kipa, which is coagulated, let's say the bottom of the pot, is considered the kipa. So that's also, and they have some strands of meat, and that's why that's different than rotav. Either way, a person who makes an edit from basar, so he's allowed to have the rotav and the kipa. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, he says, no, anything that has the flavor of the meat is included in that iser, and therefore meat juice is forbidden according to Rabbi Yehuda, even when you take an eder from basar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'isev asar alai Rabbi Tarfon beitzem shenis bashlu imo, to support his position. He says there was a story where Rabbi Tarfon prohibited eggs that Rabbi Tarfon did not allow him, Rabbi Yehuda, or someone to eat eggs that had been cooked together with meat, which is forbidden by an eder. That's because the eggs absorb the flavor of the meat. So obviously he holds that when you make an eder from basar, it includes everything. So Amru lo, so the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, V'chein adav, you're absolutely right, but you got the case wrong. Emasai, bizman sheyomar basar ze'olai. So when is this true? So they said like this. Rabbi Tarfon's psak was actually makes perfect sense, but not because there a prohibition against a basar includes other things that has absorbed the taste of that meat. No, because the case that you're discussing was not speaking about meat in general where the person took a neder, but rather bizman sheyomar basar ze'alai. This specific meat is konam, is going to be usher to me. Well, that's the case. It's not only a piece of meat, but that's in front of him, but anything that has acquired the flavor is also usher. That's what Rabbi Tarfon said it's going to be usher. That's the difference between no derman ha-basar versus basar ze'olai. Shaha no derman ha-davar v'nis arev ba'acher, as the Mishnah goes on to explain, when a person takes an eder from something specifically, now gets mixed with something else, so then im yesh bo no saint tam, if it has no saint tam, so it has the taste of that meat, usher, it's going to be forbidden. Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin will continue this discussion. Here we're going to speak about Anoder Men Hayayin. So it says the Mishnah like this: Anoder Men Hayayin Mutar B'Tavshil Sheyesh Bo Tam Yayin. Person is no there from yayin in general. Yayin, wine, means wine. So this follows the Chachamim's opinion of the previous Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda, who hold that you take a neder min hayayin that does not include anything that's absorbed. So that's we spoke about meat juice. Here we're saying the same idea. Yayin includes yayin. He's allowed to have a mutar b'tavshil sheyesh bo tam yayin. In the previous Mishnah, we gave the example of the meat juices, which remain permitted according to the Chachamim, even though the meat is going to be prohibited because the juice is not called meat, so therefore it's not included. It may have the flavor of meat, but it's not included in the neder. Here, when we're speaking about the wine, so that's forbidden. That mixes with the dish, and now that dish has the flavor of wine. So you'll say, well, you know, the actual wine has been absorbed. So maybe we would say, well, if the real wine is now absorbed into this tavshil, maybe that should be usher if I said I'm not allowed to have wine. No, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, no, that dish is going to be permitted. That tavshil will be permitted. only something that's in a form that we say, oh, this is wine. This is a liquid. You can look at it. This is wine. That's going to be usher from the neder. Cooked dish, even though it absorbed the taste of wine, is going to be permitted. And that's the chiddush of this Mishnah over the previous case of the case of the meat. Amar konam yayin zeh she'eini toe. But like the previous Mishnah, he said konam yayin zeh, this specific wine I'm not going to taste. V'nafel tavshil, and it falls into a cooked item. Im yesh bo beno sein tam hareza usher. If now it absorbed the taste of wine, it's going to be prohibited. We didn't mention this in the previous Mishnah, but at least according to most Rishonim, the idea of no same time means that it's something that can be tasted, and we assume that that's going to mean more than 1/60th, 2/60th, 3/60th, you're able to taste it. We assume that it's less than that, it's only 1/70th, 1/80th, that we assume that it cannot be tasted. It's not no same time, and halachos, and basar b'chalav, and tarovos in general, based on that halacha, the halacha of neder would follow that as well. Hanodim and ha'anavim mutar b'yayin. Person makes an edam not having grapes. He's allowed to have wine. Wine is not grapes. And he says, I'm not having olives. He's allowed to have olive oil. That's not included. Once again, this is another example. This is where he takes a neder specifically about a fruit. This doesn't include the juice that's extracted from that fruit, the wine and the oil. So maybe grapes and olives, we know that people usually use them to squeeze them for their juice. And that maybe we would say that that's specifically what he had in mind. We know grapes and olives as the highest level in Issa D'Oraisa squeezing on Shabbos, where the brachos are special because of that. But nonetheless, the juices had a special name, wine and oil. They weren't referred to by the name of the fruit. So the Mishnah therefore says, this is anavim, he's allowed to have wine, zaysim, he's allowed to have shemen. Amar konam zaysim va'anavim elu she'eni toin. But he specifies now, these grapes, these olives, I'm not going to taste, asur b'hen v'yotze b'hen. Then you're not allowed to have them, and you're not allowed to have what comes out of them. Here already, this is similar to what we had in the past as well. It's that which is in front of you, so then the halacha is going to include everything, even something that absorbs that taste. Now the Gemara makes the following point on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and that is, although the Mishnah says here, the language is konam zesim va'anavim elu she'eni toim. So you may think, oh, I know why you're not allowed to have them, because you can't have the juice as well, because you said she'eni toim, I can't taste at all anything from these olives and grapes. So the Gemara says, no, it's not about the eni toim, it's about the elu. The fact that they're sitting in front of you and you point, I'm not having these olives and grapes. That's the issue. Even without eni toim, you said konam zesim va'anavim elu, period. You also can't have the juice because you're pointing those specific fruit, that specific fruit sitting in front of you, like we have when it came to the meat and when it came to the wine. There is, though, a question whether or not, what if you didn't say elu? Let's say you said kodam zesim v'anavim she'eni toim. Would we say, since you didn't mention the specific olives and grapes, so then that means that only olives and grapes are us, or and wine, the wine and the oil is going to be permitted? Or the fact that you said eni toim, you didn't say elu, but you said eni toim. Maybe eni toim is enough, even without elu. Because when you say zesim and anavim eni toim, I'm not going to taste, maybe means even the taste, maybe means even the juice. That is a question left undecided by the Gemara. And therefore, la halacha lamasa, we would give such a neder. We would assume that it would include wine and oil, just in case, and we'd have to be machmir midoraisa.